You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
The God who made the winters and the summers, the one who put the stars all in their place, the only one who stands above all others, he knows me by name. The angels hide their faces in his presence, the demons run for cover when you speak.
I'm Danny Whiting, the new general manager for FM radio station WMIE 91.5, and it's time for our semi-annual fundraiser. Offering this year's appeal will begin Monday, April 17th, and continue through April 24th. I hope that you will prayerfully consider making a donation to WMIE's radio ministry so that we can continue to bring you sound preaching, Bible teaching, and worship music through the airways. You can send your donations via mail to WMIE 1150 West King Street, Cocoa, Florida 32922, or you can call us with your pledge at 321-632-1000, and we'll take your information over the phone, or even more convenient, you can go to WMIEFM.com and click on the donate to make your donation. Thank you, and God bless.
Hey, this is Darrell Evans. Your passion for Jesus will be inspiring to others, so keep listening to today's Modern Worship on WMIE 91.5 FM.
Death, no life or final breath could ever separate us from your love. No failure, no mistake, no loneliness or pain could ever separate us from your love. Could ever separate us from your love. On the other side of everything I'm afraid of, you are standing with your arms wide open, even in my deepest doubts and wonder, you are standing with your arms wide open, strong. Oh, I found where I belong. Forever I'm alive now in your love. I'm changed, unchained by your amazing grace. Forever I'm alive now in your love. And on the other side of everything I'm afraid, farthest ocean, you give the morning its light. I can't run from your presence, there's no place that far, so I run to you, my Savior. There's safety in your arms. If I make my bed in darkness, if I try my best to hide, well, you know the farthest ocean, you give the morning.
This cornerstone, this solid Everybody I know says they need just one thing. What they really mean is they need just one thing more. And everybody seems to think they got it coming. Well, I know that I don't deserve it. Still, I want to love and serve you more and more. You're my one thing. Save me from those things that might distract me. Please take them away to purify my heart. I don't want to lose the eternal for the things that are passing. Cause what will I have when the world is gone if it isn't for the love that goes on and on? With my one thing, you're my one thing. And the pure in heart shall see God. You're my one thing, you're my one thing. And the pure in heart shall see God. But you, Jesus, what better could I hope to find down here on earth? Yeah. Like across the most distant reaches. There's a world, but I just be wasting my time. Cause I'm certain already, I'm sure I'll find you my one thing. One thing. You're my one thing.
And the pure in heart shall see God.
Shall see God. Different night, different day. You hold on tight, or you drift away. And you're left to live with the choices you make. Oh Lord, please give me the strength to watch and work and love and sing and pray. Cause who have I in heaven but you, Jesus? Oh, what better can I hope to find down here on earth? Across the most distant reaches. There's a world, but I just be wasting my time. Cause I'm certain already, I'm sure I find you my one thing. You're my one thing.
I'm not defined by my human side, no. I found my identity in the one who holds my destiny. Cause you've been laying a foundation of truth.
Hey, this is Mark Ballmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying the radio program. This is a great radio station, 91.5. We pray that God will help you do life right.
to the King who reigns over all and never changes or turns. Unfailing justice, unfading grace, whose promises remain. Yes, your promises remain. Now unto the King who reigns over all and never changes or turns. Unfailing justice, unfading grace, whose promises remain. Yes, your promises remain. The heavens ring, the saints all sing. Great is your faithfulness. From age to age, we will proclaim. Great is your faithfulness. How great is your faithfulness. How great. Your sense of wonder, sense of wrong and right, and you're slowly losing the race, and you're tired of the constant chase. Well, just remember, God thinks you're wonderful when you lose your way, and you can't hold on. He's never gonna let you
never gonna let you go. When the heart's in need of rescue, when you've run out of time, and everything you've held close has left you far behind, and the storms just won't blow away, doubt is raining on you night and day, but just remember, God thinks you're wonderful. When you lose your way and you can't hold on, He's never gonna let you go. When all is lost, you can lean on Jesus, who's never gonna let you go. Never gonna let you go.
You're listening to Brevard County's very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM, WMIE.
Lord, make me an instrument. Help me, Lord, oh, behold His hands inside. Rich wounds, yeah.
Yeah. hark how the
Welcome to the Gospel Seed with Pastor Gary. Today I'm going to share two scriptures with you that were famous words that Mary, the mother of Jesus, had spoken. In Luke 1:38, she said to the angel, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And then another time, Mary, in John chapter 2, verse 5, Mary had said to the servants, "Whatever he says to you, do it." In Luke 1, this was Mary's response to the angel Gabriel when he told her she would bear the Messiah. In John 2, Mary said to the servants prior to Jesus turning water into wine at the wedding in Cana of Galilee. Mary's response to the angel Gabriel was a humble response. And we too need to have that same kind of humble response. Just as the Apostle Paul had called himself a prisoner in Ephesians 4:1-2. "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness." It is in humbling ourselves before God that he exalts us. As we humble ourselves to his calling on our lives, we then can walk it out with all power and might. Mary said, "Let it be to me according to your word." That needs to be our attitude towards God at all times. Sometimes things may not make sense. Sometimes things may be contrary to how we feel or think at the time, but our response should always be, God, let it be to me according to your word. I pray that you all really stop and think on that. Let that soak in. Let it be to you according to the word of God. You all have a wonderful day. God bless you.
Lord, I come, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Where you are, where you are.